the red tail on the clock tower. Slick as onyx, the red tail on the clock tower watches at ease the early dazed ones, heads bowed, throwing out steam, scrape across the flat mess of concrete. He presents himself in sharp delineation. No one sees him. Making their way from machines, they pass between spindly trees, empty of flesh, of blood, of heat. His second sight, the ultraviolet Ken, takes in the sketchy trails left by cats, deer, the secret rats that cross this stretch after a late rain. There is nothing here for him. But perhaps he beholds the trees to come, where he might secretly perch, waiting above a patchy wilderness of broken slats crumbled and pushing up, the next world of pokeberry and goldenrod, tongues of flame atop the bobbing heads of doves, a yellow shimmer in the breeze from the west, whose silence makes undistracted clarity of the slim sway of a mouse on a stalk. Nothing roars out to him except thunder in deep August.